Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. I'll tell you, God wants you to overcome. You've got to get this mentality about you that you're going to overcome. Quit submitting to any attitude that I can't overcome this problem. That's contrary to the Word of God. John 16:33, Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, be of good courage. I have overcome the world." Well, if He's overcome, we can overcome because He's made you more than a conqueror. Romans 8:37. 1 Corinthians 15:57, "Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." 2 Corinthians 2:14, "Thanks be unto God which always, always causes us to triumph in Christ." I'll tell you, you need to remember that. Don't let yourself fall for any of the lies of the devil that you can't overcome in your life. 1 John 5:4, "Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Your faith's going to cause you to overcome the world because you are going to walk in the realm of the Spirit. You're going to use the principles of the Word of God to overcome your spiritual enemy. Revelation 21:7, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." Praise God. Well, let's review some of these principles, and we're going to complete this part of talking about the general principles for overcoming in your life. First of all, know who your enemy is. Who's your enemy? It's the devil. He's the adversary. He goes about as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus, though, comes to bring life, and life more abundantly. Secondly, it's a spiritual battle. We're going to be waging a spiritual battle against a spiritual enemy. You've got to learn to get your eyes off of the circumstances. Get your eyes off of what's going on in the natural. Don't sit there and blame this circumstance or this person or that person. You are dealing with a spiritual battle that is going on that is affecting your life. Third, know the enemy's tricks. You know, we can't be ignorant of his devices. You know, we put on the whole armor of God. We can stand against the wiles of the devil. And we cannot let the devil have advantage of us. If we know his tricks, we know his strategies, we'll be ready for anything that he brings against us. A fourth area, seeking God for the victory. You got to seek the Lord. You know, you can't just approach things according to what you think you ought to do. So many times when we have a problem, we just think, well, what should I do about this? Instead of thinking about what the Lord wants to do, thinking about what the Word says, and starting to pray and seek God for the mind of God. You know, often we just lean to our own understanding. Well, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. If you lean to your own understanding, then you're going to pretty much walk by your own ability or whatever you know. You know, even sometimes when scriptures come, you know, before you as such, you still need to seek God to be sure that he's going to be directing everything that you do. I mean, you may have a general principle of the Word of God that you need to apply in a situation, but God may have some specific things that he wants you to do, or he may have you more, give you more understanding and revelation of what's really going on. You need to seek God so you have his wisdom, so you can see the picture of what's going on in the realm of the Spirit. So if you're really going to get the victory, you got to seek the Lord. That's what Jehoshaphat did. He feared. He set himself to seek the Lord, proclaimed a fast, and then he got a word from the Lord through that prophecy that came forth. And he got not only the enemy's battle plans, but also he got the Lord's plans to overcome. And this is what we've got to learn to do. A fifth area is knowing the Word of God. You got to know what God's Word is. The Word of God is the truth. It is spiritual law. And through the Word of God, as we act upon it, speak it, do what it says, we're going to overcome in our life. We're using a spiritual weapon, the Word of God, with dealing with a spiritual enemy. And it's so important. If you don't speak forth God's word, then that enemy is not going to be fleeing from you. A sixth area is overcoming temptation. Jesus was in all points tempted like as we are. Well, he didn't sin, and the good news is the fact that we're in Christ, and as we learn to walk in his ways, we're going to sin less and less and less. And in here we can get to the place of overcoming. In fact, in Matthew 26:41, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Do you watch and pray, or you just kind of just go by whatever comes? If you learn to watch and pray, you won't enter into that temptation. You see, you have to enter into the temptation, and that's what produces sin in a person's life. If you learn to watch and pray and do what God says, you'll never even enter into it. And remember, your spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Your flesh never wants to do anything. You know, you can't rely on what you feel like. Well, I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like getting the word. Don't feel like doing these things. That's the flesh working against you. You need to follow your spirit, which is always willing and always ready to do what the word says. Seventh area, realize your problems are the result of some sort of sin coming against you from somebody else, or sin in your own life, or from something from the inheritance line. So many of our problems have come from the inheritance line, and this is something that you've got to realize. And we talked about this when we brought forth the series on deliverance, the fact that the iniquities of the fathers are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. Every single one of us are dealing with inherited generational iniquity curses. And these inherited generational curses are affecting us three and four generations back. Start thinking about some of the problems you have. Maybe problems in your mind, problems in finances, problems in your physical body, problems that are going on in dealing with in relationships. Are there similar problems in your inheritance line? If so, then you know this thing is from some sort of inherited generational iniquity curse. And you've got to learn to deal with this and overcome it. How are we going to do it? We're going to remit the sins and the iniquities of the forefathers and all preceding generations that have influenced our life. And we're going to break these curses. We're going to cast out these spirits. Now, if it's the result of your own sin, the Bible says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. And this is so important. When we get into the specific areas of overcoming, if that's an area of sin in your life, you're going to have to confess it, receive forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, realize that sin has no dominion over you, and start yielding your members unto obedience to the word of God so you don't continue to yield to the area of sin. An eighth area is knowing that God is with you. He's in you and he's for you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Also, we talked about choosing life with our will. We've got to choose what God set before us. He sets life and death, blessing and cursing. You can choose whichever way you want. Well, we're going to choose the way of life and the way of blessing so that we can receive the blessings of God. We also talked about thinking on good things. You got to learn to take your thoughts captive. Think on the good things. Learn to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ and cast down every mental imagination trying to get you off the Word of God. Also, speak the Word with your mouth, praise God. Well, the areas we want to talk about today, binding and resisting and taking authority over the enemy, casting out. We mentioned this at the end of the last broadcast. You're going to have to learn to take dominion over the demonic spirits that work against you. How are you going to do this? You're going to bind the devil. Binding means to tie up. Matthew 12:29, you first bind the strong man, and then you spoil his house. And then in Matthew 16:19, it talks about whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in the heavens. It's plural in the Greek. Heaven is used three times there, talking about the keys of the kingdom of the heavens, plural. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in the heavens. You've got authority to bind here on earth, and it will tie up the things in the heavens, in the spirit, where these principalities and powers and rulers are working from. Whatsoever you loose, loose is to untie. You loose on earth will be loosed in the heavens. Also, you can loose spirits of infirmity or loose spirits, strongholds of the enemy in people's lives to stop their work. That means to untie their hold on a person's life. Also, we got to learn to cast out demonic spirits. Mark 16:17, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out the demons. We also learn to cast down. In Jeremiah 1:10, it talks about rooting out and throwing down and destroying and casting down the works of the enemy. Praise God. You also got to learn to resist the devil. James 4:7, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. 1 Peter 5:8, The Bible says that we are to resist him, verse 9, steadfast in the faith, praise God. Very important that you take dominion over the enemy and you apply the specific area of authority to deal with the enemy in the situation that you're dealing with. Now, the 13th area is to praise the Lord. We need to praise the Lord. As we praise the Lord, it's not just doing something just because we ought to do it. It is actually bringing the presence of God on the scene. In Psalms 22:3, it says he inhabits the praises of his people. In Psalms 149:6, it says, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. That's the word to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. I'll tell you, when you start praising God and speaking the word, you are going to bind the demonic powers. You're going to execute vengeance upon them. You're going to be seeing the power of God be released to drive the enemies out. Psalms 9:2, I'll be glad and rejoice in thee. I'll sing praise to you. And it says when you do that, when mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. You see, when you praise and worship the Lord, the presence of God comes. And when the presence of God comes, your enemies are going to fall and perish. God wants you to learn to praise him continually. And the 14th area is pursuing your enemies until they're all gone. 2 Samuel 22:38 says, I've pursued my enemies, destroyed them, and turned not again until I'd consumed them. I've consumed them and wounded them, but they could not arise. Yea, they're fallen under my feet. God's girded you with strength for the battle. And everyone that rises up against you, you're going to subdue under your foot. You've got to pursue your enemies by casting all the spirits out, by taking dominion over every work of the enemy until they're all gone in your life. And the last area is being a doer of the word, not a hearer only. James 1:22, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. You've got to do what you hear, and if you hear and do the word consistently, then you're going to see the victory come forth. Those that are hearers only, they're going to fall when the attack comes. But if you're a hearer and a doer, your house will be built upon the rock, and the storms of life will have no power against you. Take these principles, get ready to apply them in area after area in your life. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close,